Unit 20. What happened to you last week? 1. Follow us. What happened to you last week?
I had a headache.
Caught a bad cold.
Broke my arm.
Forgot to do my homework.
Lost my bike.
What happened to him last month?
He lost his bag.
Sold her house.
Burned his hand.
Lost his job.
Hurt his leg.
2. Listen and say.
Hello, John. I didn't see you in class yesterday. What happened to you?
Oh, I took my dog to the animal hospital.
What was wrong with your dog?
I think he ate some bad food. The doctor said he was going to be okay.
Did the doctor give him some medicine?
Yes, he did.
How's your dog now?
He's fine, thank you. Have you got a dog?
No, I haven't, but I like dogs.
3. Read for fun.
Yesterday morning, I went to see my friend. Before it was midday, I started my way back home. When I was getting off the bus, I fell on the ground and broke my arm. Then I lay down on the ground. A young man and a young woman quickly called an ambulance and sent me to a hospital. Later, the doctor gave me some medicine. He also told me to stay in bed for some days and not to move the arm too often. After that, I went home by taxi.
When I got home, my parents asked me many questions, and I told them everything. Later, they asked me, "Who sent you to the hospital? Who paid the money? Did you thank them?" I really didn't know what to say because I forgot to ask their names and their addresses, and I forgot to thank them. 4. Enjoy it.
I went to the barber to cut my hair, and in the chair was a great big bear. I went to the bakery to buy a cake. The baker, he was not awake. I went to the drugstore to buy some soap, and outside was a sailing boat. I went to the bank to get some money, and out of the bank came a bunny. I went to the bookstore to buy a book, but they said,
"You can only book."
I went to the hardware store to buy a nail, and I came home with a yellow pail. I went home and went straight to my room, and I didn't get up till the afternoon.
5. Think about it.
What happened to you last week?
Forgot to do my homework.
Caught a bad cold.
Broke my arm.
Lost my bike.
Lost her job.
Sold her house.
Burned her hand.
Hurt her leg.
Before it was midday, I started my way back home.
When I was getting off the bus, I fell on the ground and broke my arm.
Then I lay down on the ground.
A young man and a young woman quickly called an ambulance and sent me to a hospital.
Later, the doctor gave me some medicine. Unit 21. He's coming to my party, isn't he? 1. Follow us. He's going to the park, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
She's coming to the meeting, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Teaching children.
Listening to music.
Swimming.
Skating.
Dancing. Sally's coming home tonight, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
David's coming to help us, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Reading books.
Watching TV.
Cooking.
Eating chocolate.
Playing with dogs. 2. Listen and say. Shall we begin the party now?
What time is it now?
It's 6 o'clock. Why?
I think William is coming to your party.
He's coming to my party, isn't he?
Yes, he is. We told him about your party.
That's wonderful. I haven't seen him for a long time. Does he know my address?
Yes, we told him already. Maybe he got lost.
Can you give him a call?
I'm afraid not. I think he's somewhere on the way now. Maybe we can wait for him.
Ah, William is here. We can start the party now. 3. Read for fun.
Last Monday evening, while I was watching TV, I heard a dog barking in front of our door. I opened the door and let the dog in. The dog was very happy, but he was also very hungry. So I gave him some meat to eat. After the dog ate the meat, he wanted to go out. I understood that the dog wanted to find his own family. Because it was dark outside, I tried to tell the dog that I could send him back home the next morning. The dog seemed to understand me, so he came to me and sat by my side. I played with the dog for a long time. Later, I let the dog sleep under my bed.
Early next morning, I took the dog out. It seemed that the dog was taking me back to his house. When he got home, he went inside. I felt like losing a friend, and I went home sadly. But from that day on, the dog comes to my house every day, and we become very good friends. 4. Enjoy it.
Come out and play with me.
Think about it.
He's going to the park, isn't he?
I haven't seen him for a long time.
Maybe he got lost.
I'm afraid not. I think he's somewhere on the way now.
Maybe we can wait for him.
Last Monday evening, while I was watching TV, I heard a dog barking in front of our door.
I opened the door and let the dog in.
Because it was dark outside, I tried to tell the dog that I could send him back home the next morning.
The dog seemed to understand me, so he came to me and sat by my side.
I felt like losing a friend, and I went home sadly.
But from that day on, the dog comes to my house every day, and we become very good friends.
Unit 22. I like playing football. 1. Follow us. What do you like doing?
I like dancing.
What does he like doing?
He likes skating.
Teaching children.
Listening to music.
Swimming.
Skating.
Dancing.
Reading books.
Watching TV.
Cooking.
Eating chocolate.
Playing with the dog.
2. Listen and say.
Are you a football fan?
Yes, I am. And I'm on our school football team.
Do you like playing football?
Yes, I do.
When did you start to play football?
I started to play football when I was 5 years old.
Do you also like playing other ball games?
Of course, but I prefer playing football.
When do you usually play football?
We usually play it after school.
How often do you play?
We often play once or twice a week. 3. Read for fun.
3 friends like talking about their holidays. Every time they stay together, they would talk about their holidays. One day, the first friend said to the other 2 friends, I went to a mountain village last summer. The air was so fresh and the mountain was so quiet. If you whisper to a person, he thinks you are shouting at him. The second friend said, That's not strange at all. I went to a mountain last summer. That was a very strange place. I stayed in the mountain for 2 days. I shouted hello in the morning, but the echo came back in the afternoon. Then the third friend said, Listen, I'll tell you an interesting thing. Last Christmas, I went to a mountain village. The echo is very strange. If you ask in a loud voice, Good morning, how are you? The echo came back very clearly after a moment. Very well, thank you. And how are you?
4. Enjoy it. Old Jack Bob kicks his old black socks through an empty box into an old black box. A hungry frog sits near the big black rocks, sees his socks, and runs into the box to catch their socks. 5. Think about it.
What do you like doing?
I like playing football.
I started to play football when I was 5 years old.
Do you also like playing other ball games?
Of course, but I prefer playing football.
3 friends like talking about their holidays.
Every time they stay together, they would talk about their holidays.
The air was so fresh and the mountain was so quiet.
If you whisper to a person, he thinks you are shouting at him.
That's not strange at all.
I shouted hello in the morning, but the echo came back in the afternoon.
If you ask in a loud voice,
the echo came back very clearly after a moment.
Unit 23. What was the weather like yesterday? 1. Follow us. What was the weather like yesterday?
It was foggy.
It was rainy.
It was sunny.
It was cold.
It was warm.
It was hot. What's the weather like today?
There'll be a heavy storm and strong wind. I think it's going to rain, so you should take an umbrella when you go out.
Thank you very much. 2. Listen and say. What was the weather like yesterday?
It was horrible. There was a lot of fog. You couldn't see the road clearly.
What was the weather like last summer?
It was very dry. It didn't rain for 3 months.
What was the weather like yesterday?
It was horrible. It snowed heavily. It was so cold. The road was full of ice.
What was the weather like last autumn?
It was very wet. It rained for 10 days.
3. Read for fun.
In our country, different places have different weathers. In Beijing, the weather is usually cold in winter but hot in summer. But in Hainan Island, the weather is very warm in winter and also very hot in summer. In Kunming, the weather is warm all the time. In Chongqing, there is often a foggy weather, which is just like the foggy weather in London.
In New York, the weather changes very often. You can see a sunny day in the morning, and then a rainy day or a cloudy day 1 or 2 hours later. People often talk about the weather in New York. They often say to visitors, If you don't like our weather, it doesn't matter. You just wait. It will change in a minute. Of course, the weather will not change in a minute, but it tells us that the weather there changes quite often.
In the past, the weather decided our future. But now, we can do many things about the weather. We can make it rain or snow. We wish that in the near future, we could decide the weather.
4. Enjoy it. The moon on the one hand, the sun on the other.
The moon is my sister, the sun is my brother.
The moon on my left, the sun on my right.
My brother, good morning. My sister, good night.
5. Think about it.
What was the weather like yesterday?
What is the weather like today?
It was foggy.
There'll be a heavy storm and strong wind.
I think it's going to rain, so you should bring an umbrella when you go out.
It was horrible.
You couldn't see the road clearly.
There was a lot of fog.
It snowed heavily. It was so cold.
The road was full of ice.
We wish that in the near future we could decide the weather.
Unit 24. She might come. 1. Follow us. If he's feeling better, he might speak now.
If you talk to her, she might agree.
If you arrive at 9 p.m., we might meet you at the airport.
If you take one job at a time, you might finish it already.
If you run faster, you might win.
If you look at the house, you might know who stole the key.
2. Listen and say. What's she doing there?
She might have some problems with her car.
How about your toothache?
I feel that it might be worse.
Where is Ben? I didn't see him this morning.
He might be ill.
Where is Jim's father?
He might be cleaning the toilet.
3. Read for fun.
Jimmy is only a 2.5-year-old boy. One day, he went to live in a hotel with his father. It was the first time the father and the son were together. The first night, they stayed in a hotel. There was a heavy storm. The father turned off the light and moved his bed close to the boys. After a few minutes, the little boy said to his father, "It sure is dark, isn't it?" "Yes," said the father. "It's very dark, but everything is all right." The boy didn't say anything. The storm was still going on. Jimmy was a little afraid. He moved himself to his father's side and took his father's hand. He said, "I'm taking your hand. You might be afraid of the storm. It's okay. I'll phone my mother and tell her you are a good boy."
4. Enjoy it. I might be happy, I might be rich. I might have much gold and play on the beach. I might be a doctor, I might be a superstar, but right now I must read books and work hard. 5. Think about it.
She might come.
If he is feeling better, he might speak now.
If you talk to her, she might agree.
If you arrive at 9 p.m., we might meet you at the airport.
If you take one job at a time, you might finish it already.
If you look at the house, you might know who stole the key.
Jimmy is only a 2.5-year-old boy.
It was the first time the father and the son were together.
The first night they stayed in the hotel, there was a heavy storm.
It sure is dark, isn't it?
The storm was still going on.
You might be afraid of the storm. Unit 25. In the kitchen. 1. Follow us. What's this salad made of?
It's made of vegetables and sausages.
What's this pasta made of?
It's made of flour and water.
What's this cake made of?
It's made of flour, eggs, fruit, and cream.
What are these biscuits made of?
They are made of flour, eggs, and sugar.
2. Listen and say. What are you doing?
I'm getting things ready for dinner.
Can I help you?
Yes, you can get the chopsticks, forks, knives, plates, and spoons.
Okay, where shall I put these things? Salt, pepper, sugar, jam, and butter.
Oh, you may leave them on the table. Someone might need them.
What do we have for dinner?
We have salad, pizza, cheese, sandwich, pasta, fruit, and biscuits. If you're hungry, you can have a burger first.
Oh, I can wait. 3. Read for fun.
A visitor went to London. One day, when he was walking on the street, he saw a beautiful parrot. He bought the bird and sent him to his mother, whose birthday was on Monday. After a week, this visitor asked his mother over the phone,
"Mom, how do you like the bird that I gave you?"
"It tasted like a chicken."
"What do you mean? Did you eat it?"
"Yes, I ate the bird."
"What? You ate the bird?"
"Yes."
"That was too bad. The bird was very expensive. He could talk."
If he could talk, why didn't he say something?
4. Enjoy it. Think about it.
I'm getting things ready for dinner.
You can get the chopsticks, forks, knives, plates, and spoons.
Where shall I put these things? Salt, pepper, sugar, jam, and butter.
You may leave them on the table.
Someone might need them.
He bought the bird and sent him to his mother, whose birthday was on Monday.
How do you like the bird that I gave you?
It tasted like a chicken.
If he could talk, why didn't he say something?
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。